make some good music for you. We're gonna
How about that? Are all the mics on, Peter? Check yours. Peter's got something to say.
Hi, music lovers.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, direct to you from Broadbeck's, Pennsylvania, absolutely unrehearsed. Hey, you ought to see my Cindy, she's from way down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees swarm around her mouth.
Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
What did Paul do with all those washers? Well, you ought to see my Cindy, the way she'd make you laugh. There on down the back of her neck like a tail on an old giraffe.
Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Hip, hip, hip. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
Thank you. That's our boy. I took my Cindy to the preacher and they're shouting all around. She got so full of glory, she knocked the preacher down.
Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Are the monitors on?
Hello?
Tonight? We're not getting any.
Oh, hello.
I'm just getting you live, honey.
Okay. Can you hear me?
A little bit. How about that? Are they on now? Yeah, that's a little better.
Oh.
Well, here's a song we're going to teach some people this week anyway, because it's a happy song. It's a very good car song. I was telling people today that I like to sing in the car because nobody can hear me and I can make all the mistakes I wanted with the words and write my own words and have a real good time and hear myself real well. So, of course, I've been singing in the car for a long, long time, and then Peter came along, and Peter's been singing in the car for a long time, too. All the children have, and if you're going to be a mother, there's no place like the car to sing and get your kids started singing because they get bored. They say, how long before I can go wee-wee next time? But if you're singing a song, then they don't get into all that nonsense.
Couldn't you hold that?
No, I just had to let it out.
Is that your new harmonica, Peter?
Why is it shining so?
Yeah.
Brand new harmonica. See? See? Hire us to come to Elkins and we'll help support your industry. Okay. Smoky Mountains.
Across the Smoky Mountains.
Pennsylvania, as Tracy said, on a farm, which is always hard to leave a farm, but it's always good to get home, too. I'm kind of missing it this trip because our cow just got fresh and the cream's been coming in and it's been so good. And fresh peaches are on the trees, but we'll get home and there'll be a little bit of that left. Good gracious, Tracy, the sun's setting. Let's have it back again. There were some faces we could see out there. Yeah, that's much better. We'd like to be able to, you know, wake you up if you're falling asleep. Otherwise, we get in the dark, and you can have the light. Tracy's got his old Martin out there. It's the only thing we have that's older than him. Strings are my age. Peter and I'd like to do another Carter family song, being in West Virginia and all, liking to sing together as a family group.
Shadow down the bay.
Oh, my home in the hills of Virginia, I love still, and it stands near the lonesome pine. How I long to go back to that pine-covered shack where I left that old mother of mine. I can still see her there.
Yeah, why don't we move over, Tracy? We'll be close enough so Peter can hear us here. Peter, are you going to stay on the job tonight? Peter found a song all by himself. What happened was one night we went to the movies, and Peter kind of drove into town with us, and he went off to a different movie, a movie we'd already seen, called The Coal Miner's Daughter. It's an awful good movie. If you haven't seen it, I really recommend it. But anyway, the next week we did a show, and Peter and I started singing, and I had to turn around and see who was singing beside me, because somehow that show woke up a lot of music in Peter and a lot of presence and a lot of desire to perform. And the next thing we knew, Peter was running around playing tapes, playing records, trying to figure out a song that he liked to sing. And he came up with one. We think it's a real good song. We think it suits him pretty good and makes us feel good. My goodness. I can't help at all. I hurt my back. Okay. You can always tell a farmer they'll do any job you put in front of them.
Takes a while for the killer to get lined up at his piano there.
You want to come closer so he doesn't say he can't hear you?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Well,
it's a good thing we're a family. We could never put up with each other otherwise. Go ahead, Peter.
Band, but this next song is called A Woman and a Man by Peter and the Parents.
Kick it, Peter, it'll get in tune. Thank you.
A few years ago, Papa decided he had to get up early to keep ahead of Peter. So I started staying in bed late. Peter's gonna pick up a fiddle here, and Papa's gonna pick up a fiddle, and we're gonna start on... No, we aren't.
Are we? Oh, my cheek off. That's right.
We're gonna pick up a couple of triangles, and I'm gonna do a little talking and tell you about a fabulous trip we had last February when Dewey Balfa called up and said, Tracy, you gotta bring Eloise down to Mardi Gras. Because he knew that I had some horses in the barn, and I liked horses, and in Mamou, everybody does Mardi Gras on horseback, and it was time to get me down to see all that. So we got down there, and it's 7 o'clock on the morning of Mardi Gras, which is Tuesday. It's a good, big, wonderful day because they call it Fat Tuesday, and everybody eats well, and they make lots of gumbo, and they have lots of good beer to drink, and it's hot and summery when you've been up in cold Pennsylvania. And everybody's having this good time because the next 6 weeks are Lent, and there's no string. Well, anyway, we got there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they all had on their costumes, and they all went in and got their numbers and then came out and got on their horses, and off they went. And they arrive at a farmhouse, and the leader, who has a white flag, goes galloping across the lawn and up to a farm door, and the people come out, and he asks permission to do Mardi Gras. And if the farmer says yes, then all the horses come charging across his yard, and they all come to a screeching stop. And the last comes a cart, a wagon full of musicians. And the musicians are playing the Mardi Gras song. And the fellows on horseback are dancing around and acting like clowns. And the farmer is being begged from. And they beg and they beg. And finally, sometimes he throws a live chicken up in the air. And the live chicken goes fluttering off. And all these guys falling over their horses and running around trying to catch this chicken. And they catch the chicken. And they put the chicken in the back of a car. And the chicken goes back to town because the women are there making gumbo. And after they've done all this silly business all day long, they come back to town and there's a parade, and then they all eat the gumbo. That's a very good and important part. And it's very hot and very delicious. And after that, there's the dance. And the beginning of the dance, again, is the Mardi Gras song because they're having a parade through the dance hall. And the loudest place I've ever been is in a Cajun dance hall the night of Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How are we ready? Vous êtes prêts?
Oui, oui.
Let's go.
Commences